Time now in our pregame short visit with Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, I've been brought back to that 2009 March run that you guys went out of the John Glass Fieldhouse a few times this week. That was the last time you guys hosted a conference title game. For a bunch of time there in that stretch, it was all neutral site, so you didn't get the opportunity to do that. But I was just thinking, boy, it's awful hard to get just to this game and to have it at home and make it be that special is kind of cool. Look back in the last 10 years, Mankato's been to six, which is just in and of itself hard to understand. Everybody else, though, it's so tight. Tech's been to four, Northern and U now three, BG and Ferris twice, Lake State once. How much of an uphill battle is it just to get to this game?
Well, it's tough. I mean, you got to play good hockey, you got to play consistent hockey, and you got to get some breaks as well, Schulze.
Back to that Frozen Four run, you guys started 1-6, you were then 2-8, 10 games in. This year, you started 3-6. You've now won nine straight. Any point this year, do you kind of think back to somewhat similar paths that those two teams have been on?
No, I haven't really thought about it, Schulze, and I really haven't. And I actually, probably like 2 weeks ago, I did look at just – I know we've had a couple good years where we've had just strong Februaries like we had this past year. And obviously, the 09, I knew 09 we were pretty strong. I don't know if it was mid-January on or whenever we started that run. But we also, in 1920, and when the season was cut off with COVID, when we were supposed to play Bowling Green here, we were hotter than a bottle rocket in July at that particular time, too. So we've had a few runs like that, and it's nice to keep playing when you have those runs and you're confident, you're having fun, the coaches, the players, the fans, everybody.
You're 15-3-1 when you score first this year, 10-2-1 when you lead after one. You're 16-1-1 when you're leading after two. Yes, you've given up some goals late, but certainly as of late, you've had a lead and kept the lead. And how important has that first goal been here since the calendar flipped to 2024?
It's important. I mean, it's important for both teams. And it is. It's just nice to play with a lead, and it gives you a little breath of fresh air.
Your penalty kill number has been what it is for most of the year, but it certainly hasn't hurt you as of late. Is the biggest factor you just flat out haven't taken many penalties here in the second half?
Agree. Schulze, you're spot on. You take a look. I don't know if we've killed more than three in a game lately. So it's a strong statement on your part. There's no question. But we're also we're killing pretty good when we're. When we are shorthanded, and we've been pretty darn good in practice as well. So I look at all those things, Schulze, but no, we don't take a lot of penalties, and I think that helps us.
15-6 at home, 5-9-2 on the road this year. And the first thing that I'm like, holy smokes, this will be your 22nd home game. And then you think about it, well, you had two icebreaker games. And with home site playoffs, if you keep winning, that home game total is just going to keep skyrocketing. And if you keep winning, it just kind of feeds off itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we had 18 home games this year, so we were 18/16. And, and one of them was because of the icebreaker. And the other one, too, we played Augustana at home this year, and next year we're on the road, so whatever. But then, it's the four playoff games that have they've extended that number.
What's made this place so darn special lately?
Well, I think, again, people want to be part of a program that's having success. They want to be part of that success, and they want to cheer you on. And they want exactly what you want. And we all want to be part of something. And I think, our group, our fan base, our alumni base, they want to see you. They want us to see us play deep into March as well.
More with Coach Cerruteri when we come back. Pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruteri. Tom, have you ever seen a team win a game like Tech did last week?
Oh, yeah. I mean, hockey's crazy. I've seen some weird things. And actually, you know what's crazy? A lot of weird things in the playoffs. And, hey, St. Thomas and Lake Superior State was wacky as well, game three the other night, too. So, I've seen a lot of different things in hockey, Schulze. So nothing surprises me. But, no, that was unique. There's no question.
Your fourth line has scored in eight straight games. If I told you at any point in your coaching career, be it here, be it at St. Cloud State, heck, Brainerd High School, that your fourth line was going to score in eight straight games, and you'd be 8-0. Those two should kind of go hand in hand, shouldn't they? I mean, if you're getting production like that, you should be winning games?
Yeah, well, it helps. I'm telling you, you're spot on when your fourth line's going into a game and you're already up 1-0. And that's how, if you want to reflect back, that's what it's like.
Leighton Road has not scored in seven straight, but he's the first Beaver to score a goal, I should say, in seven straight. First Beaver, though, since Jordan George to go 30 and 30 back-to-back years. Georgie actually did it 3 years in a row. How has he helped you, though, without scoring goals?
Well, he's just a threat. To tell you, I didn't know that. You know, I didn't know that stat you just said right there, because Rhodey gets so many scoring chances. There's, you know, there. I mean, there's four or five times a game where it's just like, again, you're holding your breath because you're watching him do something that you just shake your head on how talented he is. So, I didn't know that, but he does so many other things during the game that either go unnoticed or he's just an eyelash from scoring as well. So he's getting his chances, that's for sure.
You've gotten better since you last played Michigan Tech. I'd say they've probably gotten better. Where have you noticed that they are improved from, you know, a month and a half ago or whatever it's been?
Well, I think they've always been really good. So, I mean, to me, I don't know what how to answer that question. Like I have so much respect for that program. I have so much, respect for their players and how they play. And I just watch their power play right now. My gosh, they have good power play habits. They move the puck quick. They just got, they're very well coached. And they don't have many deficiencies to their game, and they're a team that typically gets better as the season goes on, and this year is no different.
League tournament has been named the Mason Cup. Ron Mason, longtime coach in the CCHA. What can you tell a casual fan something about Ron that maybe they didn't know?
Well, he's very similar to Red Berenson. He's very similar to Jerry York, Jack Parker, Bob Peters. You know, those guys, I mean, he's a pioneer in the game of hockey. I mean, he started his coaching career at Lake Superior State. He played at St. Lawrence at Lake Superior State, and then he went to Bowling Green. And when the CCHA started, I mean, Ron Mason's the reason the CCHA started. That's why, again, this playoff trophy is named after him. And he was the coach at Lake Superior in the NAIA days. And when the CCHA formed in the early 70s and Bowling Green opened up, he went to Bowling Green and he started, he started basically a mini dynasty right there at Bowling Green, and they went to the Frozen Four. He brought to the Frozen Four once for sure, maybe even twice. I think it was probably once, and that might have been in 1979. I think they went to the Frozen Four when Ken Morrow and those guys played. Yeah, they had a couple guys on that Olympic team, Mark Wells and Ken Morrow, and they've had so many great players over the years. So he started that. My point is he started that at Bowling Green, and then he moved to Michigan State, but he's a pioneer in the game.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.